hard to tell, but you look grumpy.
Kryptonians give me headaches.
Hey guys, this is Mike the Birdman Dodd, and you are listening to 10 years of This Week in Geek, or you might know it as Twig.
Pledge your life to me, Hal Jordan.
I'm not Hal Jordan, you forget?
You've inherited his sanctimony.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to RAD, otherwise known as Review a Day. And it is I, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net and many other outlets you may or may not have heard of, but mostly the little voice in the back of your head. Well guys, it has been a little while since I have done a RAD, but I'm coming back. I think the last time I RAD, I talked about Mass Effect Andromeda. And that was, well, kind of a disappointment to put it lightly. And since E3 is now finally behind us, we didn't hear anything about single-player DLC. Am I surprised? Not in the least. Am I kind of stressed out about it? Yeah, but what are you going to do about it, right? So, forward we must move into the gaming season that is 2017. And I've got one I've actually been percolating on the back burner for a couple of weeks now. I do apologize for getting this episode out a little bit late. To get things a little bit serious without going into details, we had a death in my family, and it has just been kind of nutty. I haven't been saying a lot about it on social media, but delays happen, life gets in the way. In fact, this time of year is just generally kind of bad for me. So with that in mind, and now that I've got the heaviness out of the way...
I'll give you something to fear.
You will die for such insolence.
Like hell I will.
Let's get talking about WB Games. Probably one of the best fighters I've played in a long time. I'm talking about Injustice 2. So what is Injustice 2? Well, it's a sequel to Injustice Gods Among Us, which was the DC NetherRealm Studios fighting game, which came out a couple of years ago, where it saw the multiverse being torn apart by Superman's regime, and basically... everything that was right was wrong. Good guys were bad guys were good guys. And, well, shit had hit the proverbial fan. And this game aims to continue that story, but contained within the one universe. That's right. You are playing exclusively in the multiverse, in the one universe created by Superman's regime and Batman's fight. The game picks up about 5 years later, after Superman has been dethroned. He's been in the Red Sun prison, locked away, and society is starting to rebuild itself. And while there are still some regime holdouts, such as Black Adam and Wonder Woman, there are also some really good people left still fighting the good fight. You see Batman and Wayne Enterprises. He's also teamed up with Black Canary and Green Arrow, and they're trying to stop Gorilla Grodd from helping a new mysterious ally. And I don't want to give too much away about the storyline, because when it all comes together, it's quite good. But that being said, I liked the first story a little bit better, and I think it's because it drew upon the multiverse that had guys from our reality jump over to go help that Batman and Superman, if I remember correctly. Now, if you read the comic books, everything that happens in the comic books is canon, so it ties everything together. If you want to get the full experience, you can check out the trades, I think, from your local comic book shop. I think you can get them on Comixology too, probably through DC's app. I'm not entirely sure, so, but either way, seek out the comics. They're a really, really, really good read. So this being another NetherRealm's fighter, you know what to expect, the typical Mortal Kombat Injustice setup. And it works out here really, really, really well. There's like 30-plus fighters, more coming via the season's pass or what edition of the game you got. I know as of late, Red Hood has come out, the Jason Todd, I think. And you also have Sub-Zero from the Mortal Kombat franchise will be joining the fighters, I think, in just a few weeks. Downloadable content-wise, you can also get Darkseid. He was a pre-order bonus. But you can buy him for like $8. And you can buy Brainiac, though you don't have to. And I'll explain that a little bit when I get to the extras and the multiplayer for this game. So you can expect a really well-balanced fighter. Though one of my colleagues kind of put this the best way. It was Victor Lucas of the Electric Playground. Said, this one doesn't feel as... It's competent, it's really good, but it doesn't have the intuitive spontaneity, if you will, of Street Fighter. Street Fighter feels like it flows like water. Like what you do just... It comes out in a beautiful tapestry of spontaneity. Whereas with Mortal Kombat, it's very juggle-focused. It's a lot of precise inputs. You can juggle an opponent so bad in this game, he'll never hit the ground. I'm talking Killer Instinct levels of combos here, if you're really good, especially when you get down to the timing. Which this game actually does break down for you in terms of keyframes, invincibility data. That data's there. You can look at that on the screen. It tells you how long a move takes to start up for you technical fighting game aficionados out there, as I'm sure this game will make some kind of an appearance on the pro circuit for some sort of an esports competition, be it Evo or something else. But because it is NetherRealm, they will consistently balance it in the back end. So exploits and you being a cheap ass won't always work week to week. You are going to have to earn your wins in this game. Now, one place where I think this game stands out in particular is in the graphics department. Now, I did mention Mass Effect Andromeda off the top of this, and you'd expect a game from BioWare to look phenomenal. Well, it didn't. But you look at a game like Injustice 2, and you see what can be accomplished with facial animations. Some of these are bordering on photorealistic, like what Harley Quinn and Black Canary look like. Basically, I think the women in this game look utterly incredible. And just some of the details you get on some of the characters in the cutscenes, even just the character models themselves when you're in the actual fighting game engine, they look fantastic. I mean, there is some real artistry on work here. But it seems to me with the women, it stands out in particular. I really think with Harley Quinn, you're really seeing something special here. And I'm not just saying that because she's hot. No, it's something in the emotive expressions in the face. So the facial capture team or the artists that worked on this really deserve some real praise because they did something absolutely astounding with this game. Otherwise, the game looks great. Particles look really awesome. Fireballs and other projectiles and other energy blasts look really cool. The super moves that we've come to expect from this series also make a return, and they're equally as flashy. One of my favorites being the Flash, where basically you punch people through the Speed Force, taking them through like the dinosaur age back to like the pyramids and whatnot, and just basically knocking the crap out of them. Although Supergirl's being one of my favorites, where she basically punches you up into the atmosphere, hurls you near the sun, launches you into space, blasts you with her heat vision, and then launches you down with meteorites and asteroids or whatever till you hit the planet. It's visually very impressive, and I don't grow tired of watching it. Moving on to my next category of sound and other things of the audio quality. I don't remember a lot of music from this game, actually. Truth be told, I can't remember any themes that stick out. Which, not necessarily saying the sound or the music is bad. No. I just can't recall any specific themes. However, though, the voice work, once again, is phenomenal. We get Kevin Conroy coming back as Batman. I know that's the same Superman we got from the last game. I want to say that's Tim Daly, but I'm probably wrong when I say that. But every other voice actor sounds great. The lines are delivered with conviction. Actually, a lot of this game doesn't get nearly enough credit for how funny the interactive dialogues are. Depending on who you're fighting as, they'll have a different intro. Like, say it's Batman versus the Joker, they'll say something. Or one of the ones I saw today where it was Red Hood versus Joker. Stuff like that. You'll get these really funny quips. Or even with mirror matches, you'll get stuff like that. So, I gotta say, the scripting for this game and just how the voice dialogue was delivered, really, really top-notch. And the voice director for this game definitely deserves some sort of recognition for their work, because I really think it's some of the best in a fighting game I've ever seen. Actually, probably some of the best I've seen in a really, really long time, actually.
Your survival defies all reason.
That's a Marine for you.
Finally, the multiplayer slash extras. Well, it's a NetherRealm fighting game, so when I say there's extras, holy crap, there's so much here I can't even cover all of it. But in short, the multiverse, think of it as like your ladders from Mortal Kombat, and that's where you can explore different realities. But how that translates, they might say, hey, this is an Earth that's taken over by the Joker, so fight the Joker may be dropping laughing gas bombs, your health will constantly drop, or there'll be different challenges, and that's the best way to think of it. Your ladders are affected by different challenges and difficulties, but that can help you unlock gear. That's something I haven't talked about. This game has an extensive and ridiculously deep customization system, which actually does affect your stats online and in the game. Though you do have the option to turn off the stats when you're competing online, because you can get your ass clobbered if someone happens to have a really piece of powerful gear on, say, their Atrocicus, or someone has a really awesome flash pair of boots or something that may give them a boost to health or a block or something like that. And these pieces come from all over the DC universe. Like, you may get something from the Silver Age, you may get something from Batman Beyond, but they also have premier skins which you can unlock. I know some of the ones I've seen so far is Jay Garrick for the Flash. You have Power Girl, who was in the Fighter 1 DLC pack. You get John Stewart for the Green Lantern. And these aren't they are new characters, and they're not. Let me explain what I mean. When you create a character, you have the gear loadouts, as I just mentioned. But if you want to create, say, Supergirl and Power Girl, you would create Supergirl, but you create a different loadout that has the premier skin on it. So technically, when you're on the character select screen, it'll say Supergirl, and then you choose the loadout, and let's say you put her on loadout number 2 with the premier skin, it would say Power Girl, though you're selecting Supergirl. It's a little confusing, not necessarily how I would have done it, but I could see how they wouldn't want to clutter up the character select screen. But even I had to look this up to see exactly what the hell I was doing. So if there's any negative about this game, I'm going to have to say it's that. Microtransactions. They are not necessary to the experience, only if you want to grind out for gear, or if you want to open collectible mother boxes a lot sooner, or combine gear. And that's a system I don't really understand. If you want to take the stats off of one thing, but keep the look of something else, you can do that using source crystals. But like I said, you don't have to do it. You can earn them just through fighting and by going online and competing against your friends. You can even have the computer grind out for them too. You can have a team of fighters that you assemble and just have it beat the crap out of the PC. So think of it kind of like a fighting jukebox, so to speak. But overall, I'm going to say this is probably one of the best fighting games put together, because it is NetherRealm Studios. You know it's going to be supported. You know they're going to tweak the back end whenever they find something wrong. And these guys do listen to feedback from their community. And I really like that too. I mean, you're not going to see the same 5 characters dominating tournaments. You're going to see players with different play styles. You're going to see things. It's not like Smash Brothers where it caters to a very casual audience. Although, that's the beauty of this game. It kind of does and doesn't. There's depth there if you want to explore frame data, startups, etc., etc. But it's also a pickup with a light, strong, and a fierce attack, and like a projectile button. And it's a pickup and play. So if you want to experience the next chapter of the Injustice world where Superman has gone nuts, then you can't do much better than Injustice 2 Gods Among Us, coming to you from WB Games. I hope you guys will join me again on RAD. I'm not quite sure what's going to be coming up, but I should have something, as I should be returning to Nerd News in just a couple of weeks. The studio is currently being rebuilt, and I'm getting ready to rebuild my command center as I return to the airwaves full-time this summer. So hopefully you'll join me again here on RAD, because, hey, we got a lot of games to play, guys. We got a lot of catch-up to do. So until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time right here on ReviewAday.ca and ThisWeekInGeek.net.
League didn't teach you everything.
You have some wisdom to share?
The importance of self-control. You're blind to what you've become.
I'm doing what needs to be done.
To protect Earth or your ego?